This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're now in week number two of the trial in federal court over Ed Sheeran's 2014 pop hit, Thinking Out Loud. Was it or was it not copied from Marvin Gaye's classic? Let's get it on. The family of Gaye's co-writer, Ed Townsend, alleges that Sheeran took what wasn't his. This case could guide the rules for music making going forward. Jennifer Jenkins, a professor at the Duke University School of Law, spoke to my colleague, Sabri Benishore.
So here is a snippet from Ed Sheeran's song, Thinking Out Loud.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
Okay, and now here is some of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. I am not like a musically talented person, but how are those the same? Like how?
Well, the similarities between the two songs actually come down to a pretty standard chord progression. Let me show you what they sound like in a pared down way. First, here's the chord progression in Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off.
Now here's the chord progression in Let's Get It On. So you can hear the similarities. Here's the deal, though. That's a really common, standard, basic chord progression that you find in lots of songs and a pretty unremarkable rhythm. So if one artist can own that, then that takes an essential building block out of the toolkit for all other songwriters who want to build on the same structural substrate.
At one point in this trial, lawyers for the plaintiffs showed a video of an Ed Sheeran concert in which he moves seamlessly from playing his own song into playing Let's Get It On. And the plaintiff's lawyer said, that is a smoking gun. And Ed Sheeran said, no, a lot of pop songs, as you've mentioned, just kind of have the same chord progression. Is there any consensus on where you draw the line of what's infringing and where do you think this case is going to go?
I think there's a consensus within the copyright community and possibly within the songwriting community. Artists need to be protected from copyright infringement. Absolutely. We all agree on that. Another thing we agree on is that Let's Get It On is one of the greatest songs ever written of all time. Okay. So that's true. But at the same time, the law can't and shouldn't try to lock up basic musical building blocks, chord progressions, tropes, because if it did, we'd get less wonderful music.
Jennifer Jenkins is a professor at the Duke University School of Law. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.